Massachusetts is committing the remaining funds needed to complete the redevelopment of Union Station in Springfield into an intermodal regional transportation hub. It brings the total amount of federal, state, and local funds for the project to $88.5 million. Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito announced an additional $12 million for the project will come from MassDOT and the state's Executive Office of Housing and Economic Development. It brings the total of committed state funding to nearly $40 million.
And we couldn't be happier to invest these dollars because we know that an investment in Springfield is an investment that you will leverage and stretch.
Polito made the announcement at Union Station as construction work continued nearby. Work on the project to completely renovate the 90-year-old train station, which was closed to the public in 1973, started in 2012 during the administration of former Governor Deval Patrick. Polito said the Baker administration wants to see the project through because Springfield is strategically situated at the transportation crossroads of New England.
And with future private investment in this community, the demand for even more transportation will come, and that's why we need to continue to study what is the best approach to meeting the current and future demands for travel and transportation in this region.
The new Union Station, when it opens late next year, will be ready to accommodate up to 24 additional daily trains connecting to Hartford and New Haven, where there is Metro North service to New York City, according to Dana Roscoe, a transportation expert with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
When this facility is operating, we expect that there will be commuter rail service between here and New Haven.
Studies have been commissioned to determine the feasibility of commuter train service between Springfield and Boston. The redevelopment of Union Station has been a priority of Congressman Richard Neal since he was mayor of Springfield in the 1980s.
We just come through here as a child. This was a thriving transportation hub for Western Massachusetts. The nostalgia is clearly the military presence. Any day that you were here, you would have seen men and women from Korea and Vietnam and even older veterans that were returning to reunions.
Neal secured $43 million, most of it through earmarks for the project.
The public side of this is coming to a conclusion. Now we need to spur on some private investment.
The project to redevelop Union Station was unveiled in 2008 with a price tag of $65 million. Officials blame the more than $23 million increase since then on unforeseen construction problems due to the age of the building. The project may not be on the original budget, but it is on time, according to Christopher Moskal, executive director of the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, which owns Union Station.
We are on time to actually, the garage is fully underway. As of the announcement today, you will see the entire restoration of the interior and exterior of the terminal building underway in the next 2 weeks. And we will get moving towards an opening in the end of October of 2016.
The new Union Station will have 66,000 square feet of commercial space for lease, a 26-bay bus terminal, a completely renovated terminal building, a new rail boarding platform, and a six-level parking garage. Officials say the new facility will support 200 permanent jobs. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.